In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I remember I used to have them back in the day. I had one like when I used to wear like collar, like ties. Mm-hmm. Throw the cord. It was a James Ham special. I don't think James wears ties with it. Like he'll wear the collar shirt, but.
Hey, did you see, real quick, I know we got some, you guys hold on real quick. Did you see Dan Hurley on Dan Le Batard?
I didn't.
Yeah, he was on Dan Le Batard today. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I saw a couple clips. He said the notion that he was using the Lakers for leverage
saw
is
that.
The stupidest thing of all time.
Way to have Thank your you. Friends back, pal.
He was talking directly to you.
Nice that. I
talking
don't.
To you and well, Jason Jones and.
I don't. Well, I don't know if he was.
Conspiracy theory, guys.
That was a conspiracy theory. That he was using him as leverage. So I don't necessarily believe that.
Someone I do said believe he was. He didn't even get an offer.
Well, that was crazy. I do believe, and I'll stand on this business, I believe he was never going to the Lakers. I don't know what that was all about. I have no idea, but I don't
think Let's nail down what that means real quick. Like, 0% chance?
I'll run that back a little bit. If they
70-30?
I don't think it was that. It was like 90-10. Mm. If they came with a number that you can't refuse, mm-hmm. he would have.
The Godfather offer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there was a price at some point, but I don't think he ever like really wanted to. Like he was intrigued. I think he did his due diligence. This just see what it was, but I don't think he ever wanted to go to the Lakers.
But he did say that though during the interview, right? That he did have a number that if they did reach or match or whatever, he would have went.
And they asked him what the number was, he said, I don't know what the number is. Like he said, I think he said specifically, he's like, I'm sure there's a number where I'd have
you would never leave him down.
I'd have to go, but I don't know what that is. So.
There was a point where Eric, you're talking right there. Yeah. I was telling Jesse in the chat where JJ went quiet last night. I thought JJ left the broadcast at one point in the fourth quarter. JJ fell hella silent. And I started thinking they went to break. I was like, did JJ leave? Is JJ on the phone with Shams? And based on the report today, he might have been on the phone with Woj.
This is another side note. D'Lo and Casey awful announcing. Did you see, did anybody catch when I think it was during halftime when Malika tried to set up Paul George to like have a 15 second take on what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul just wasn't used to that. And mm-hmm. he was like, yeah, I don't know. And then the music started playing because they ran out of time.
That show panel has been so dreadful and it's been magnified because it appears it's mic'd poorly. So whether it's Montel Jordan or Young MC or whoever the hell is performing in the background, it's just blaring through the speakers.
She goes, yeah, Paul, Kyrie Irving with 20 points in the first half. What needs to happen in the second half? And Paul was like, Yeah, well, you know, I mean, they just got to do it. Said, oh, man, poor Paul.
Like, I don't even understand why they have Paul George, Josh Hart, these different guys there, because you're giving them 90 seconds to do this. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
And if you're going to do that, get the other guy off of the panel. And you all know who we're talking about.
Hey, like, Paul, who do you think is finals MVP?
Honestly, Jesse, I think it's Red Auerbach.
The hell did you say, Bob?
Larry Bird really set the tone for this whole thing. Bob, get out of here.
Oh, man.
We shout out our man, Stephen Brown. We were talking about fitness during the commercial break, and he brought up one of those tonal machines that LeBron endorses. And I just find this adorable because Stephen Brown says, $4,000 of the $1.5 million LeBron uses on his physical fitness was spent on a total, huh? LOL. I think it's adorable that you think LeBron James is a spokesperson for a tonal, and he bought one. That's cute.
I don't know, I'm not even sure. Not that it's not. I don't have one. Raise your hand if you have one. I don't have one. But I think it's a phenomenal product. I don't think LeBron uses that. LeBron goes to the gym.
What is a tonal machine?
Well, no, LeBron. No, so someone comes to the gym. Well, comes to
that,
LeBron.
That point too.
Yeah, the gym that comes to LeBron.
He might have a gym.
I'm positive.
And
he has
the
gym.
Tonal's probably in the gym, and he may use it. But
yeah, you could
he's
just
got
use
everything.
The you could just use the tonal as a cable machine.
Yeah,
that's he's essentially got what you could use. Yeah,
I want to get a tonal though.
It's a great machine.
Yeah, it's fire.
I mean, I like it. I like it.
You got one?
Fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's there's a lot that I. You got a Peloton, right?
Everybody has a Peloton. What are you talking about?
Not everybody has a Peloton.
What are you talking about?
I don't have one.
That's because you don't want one.
I do kind of want one.
It's pretty good. I was thinking about the Peloton the other day. I hadn't.
You know what I don't want though is another subscription. Because the tonal, for the way I want to use the tonal, I have a subscription for it. Like I have, it's basically what I like about the tonal is like a trainer. Mm-hmm. Like you could pick a program that you want to use. Like, so I was like, yeah, I'll pay $40 for that rather than $90 for a gym membership. Mm-hmm. But then Peloton is another $40 or $50 or whatever.
$45. Yeah. And every time I see that on my bank statement and I haven't used it that month, I'm like, oh man.
Well, I got the
this
max
has to change.
I got the max email today that they're moving up a dollar.
For what? They're losing the NBA.
Wait, Max is going up a dollar?
Yeah.
They need to reevaluate that.
I remember the good old days.
And that's the day after the Netflix charge came through at $22.
Yeah, I didn't even check that.
Remember the good old days when streaming was $5.99 and the WWE Network was $9.99?
I swear to God, if WWE wasn't going to Netflix, I'd be out.
I still watch Netflix. I can't go.
I
can't
do not
Netflix.
Watch Netflix.
The biggest consumer is the baby.
Oh.
She watches Ada Twist all day.
I don't know what that
She'd
is.
She'd beat
but as
me
long
up
as
if
one.
She if I said we're doing Netflix.
Let's get TC in here, 916-909-1320. TC, what's happening, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
We good, man. How you doing, bro?
Oh, man, just violence happening here. Hey, I was telling Jesse, right? I said, man, the Celtics are going to pull it off, dog. I thought they was going to have more of a fight, but what y'all said, D-Lo? The others, bro, like Shaq, like saying Kenny, the others, bro, they ain't showing up.
No, man, so, that's the issue. PJ averaged, 25 points a game in that Thunder series. I don't know what he's averaging now, but it ain't close to 25.
Probably not that. I'm going to check to see if PJ Washington has scored 25 points total in this series.
That's a good question.
Derrick Jones Jr. is unplayable on offense, too, now.
Oh.
There was, and that's, so in the rundown, you have a question.
34.
Like, you were talking about, like, he's got 34 total?
34 total. Damn. That's a lie. 44 total. That's 13, 17,
14. This guy was averaging 20 a night in the other series. But you asked, like, and we can talk about it more today or tomorrow, whenever. But, like, what do the Mavericks look like next year? And that's the thing where I can't just jump on board and be like, the Mavericks, they're going to be contenders next year. Because two of the big the big pieces that produce for them are guys I thought they went way over their head, like Derrick Jones Jr. and what he's been able to do, like even knocking down shots in these playoffs and in this run. I don't know if he's gonna do that again next year. And PJ Washington, as much as I really really do like him, you know, you see in the series that they won, he's averaging 20 points a game. Like, he's going to not be average 20, but he's going to be a 17-point-per-game scorer next year. Maybe, because he's talented. Maybe just hadn't had the right opportunity. But I don't know. I got to see some more next year from Dallas to, like, really buy in that they're in that upper echelon now in the Western Conference.
What's upper echelon mean?
Top four.
Okay. What about top six?
I think they're a top six team. I think they're a top six team.
Yeah.
I could see them battling for that sixth spot. I could see the same thing.
I think the Western, I think that's going to happen. I think this is less about the Mavericks, more about the conference. I think the top six spots are going to be a battle.
Mm. Well, no, I was even saying at six to eight. Like, I could see the same thing happening this year with Dallas, Phoenix, maybe the Kings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That happened next
year. Well, the Kings will be third. Two. Yeah, five, second or third.
Two. Does this say anything about Dallas, though, the fact that, like, we're not locking them into the playoffs next year? Like, we will, like, the Timberwolves, like, I'm sure we'll
I think it's,
remember, like, they'll be in the Thunder, the Nuggets. Like,
So I'm not locking really anyone in the playoffs right now. I'm not locking the Timberwolves in. There's something about the Timberwolves that's really, really bothering me. And I think it's part of the reason I was so slow to believe in them this year. I think you've got one tough player on that team. Mentally tough, physically tough, the whole deal. Like, I still have concerns about Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert. And I think the start to their season's extremely important. I think there was a lot of potential doubt cast on that team after the Dallas series. And they got to recover from that. Like, they have to respond. And they were good. They were everything that everyone has been waiting for them to be this past year. And if they get off to a strong start, it's not going to take me nearly as long this year to get, okay, I see it. They back. No, they good. They good. But if they have, like, some missteps, I'll be watching that a little bit closely. Gotcha. Closer, because I think there is an added pressure to teams that, you know, when you're a young team or youngish team and you lose in the conference finals, there becomes okay, this isn't a team on the decline. And this isn't a team that, this isn't the Atlanta Hawks of a couple of years ago. I know that's an example we use a lot, but it always freaking works. That's not what they are. Like, this is a team you can absolutely see back in the conference finals, which means this is a team you want to see take that next step. This is a team where that front office, that coaching staff, all those take the next step, which means if things go wrong, you start looking around. And how does Karl Anthony Towns respond to that? Because his name's going to be mentioned, whether fair or not. Mm-hmm. How does Rudy Gobert respond to that? Because his name's going to be mentioned, fair or not. There's only one guy whose name isn't going to be mentioned. How do they respond to that? So I'm not quick to lock them in. Like, I'll lock Denver in because I think Denver's just going to be there moving forward. I could see Oklahoma City stepping back, not to like 45 wins stepping back, but won 57 games last year.
Yeah, not the number one seed. That's conceivable. Like
could they be seven games worse next year?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I think. That's good enough for a playoff spot, but I'm unsure of a lot of these teams. Denver, they've earned the right. No, they'll be there. I need to see them not be there to believe that they won't be there. But everything else is just kind of, I'm not sold. Dallas, I think their time together will benefit them next year. I don't know what the experience of losing the experience of losing in the NBA Finals. We think the series is over. It's not. They might win a game. They might win two games. Whatever. But you know, the series of the experience of going down 3-0 in the NBA Finals, the experience of not being able to close out games, the experience of being under the brightest light the NBA has to offer. How do they respond to that? We've talked a lot today about how Luka Doncic responds to that. Jason Kidd's been there before. Like, Jason Kidd has experienced all of this before as a player. He has at least a general feeling of what this is like. How do the rest of the, like, PJ Washington is playing in the NBA Finals. That dude was on Charlotte to start the season. How do they respond to all of this? If they just have, like, I think they can be back in the conversation next year. But it could certainly go the other way.
Do you think...
I really sat on the fence with that Mavericks take, my bad. I really just said, they could be. I don't know. They could be either one. That's why we're number one, people. That right there.
Do you think that you can... how do I put this? Teams can be exposed sort of to a certain degree by what happens in the playoffs. What I mean by that is, like, I think the blueprint for I'm just using Luka as an example. He's not the only one I'm talking about. Dallas is the only team I'm talking about. But, like, the thought of, like, yeah, Luka's not a good defender, you know what I mean, has always been out there.
Mm-hmm.
But now seeing what can be done to him on the defensive end in the playoffs, do you think teams attack that and look at that as, no, like, this is for real. Like, look, Boston just doesn't settle. They just go to the basket all the time, and that lives with them until they change. We'll use Minnesota for an example. No, like, look how they did this and that and this and that, and were able to play Rudy Gobert off the court. Like, we're going to incorporate that into how we play against them next season. Do you think those things happen?
I feel like yes and no. Sorry, Jesse, go ahead.
I feel like something like that goes two ways, because you turn that around. Like, Dallas sees what's going wrong. Like, they got here to the finals. Dallas is like, all right, we know what we need to do to kind of surround Luka and maybe not be as far back, like, with this or whatever. It doesn't affect us as much. Mm-hmm. I think it goes kind of two ways, too. Mm-hmm. Where, like, other teams might see it, but also, like, the Mavs are going to see what went wrong and kind of build off of that and try to be better next year.
It's fine to have a game plan, though. Mm-hmm. You have to be skilled enough to execute. Or you have to be good enough for the execution to matter.
Mm-hmm. Now, like, so to that point, though, like, Detroit's not going to be able to execute it. But, hell, when you play OKC, when you play, the Nuggets or anything.
Well, I mean, you don't think Mike Brown knows that Luka's a bad defender?
I think they all do, but I don't know.
It's like
maybe they didn't focus on attacking it enough. Maybe they didn't say... every now and then, yeah, we'll get at him, but we're still just going to do what we do offensively.
Whereas Celtics, Boston said get him every freaking time.
Every time. We'll center our offense around making sure we get him in those situations. The other team, like OKC.
How often – I want to stay with that for 1 second. How often do you think that happens where a team will maybe – bypass what they would normally do to have almost like a specialized game plan for a singular team?
Probably not often, because
it's kind of an extreme circumstance, I guess.
Yeah, it seems like this is something that separates the playoffs from the regular season, because it seems like those type of game plans or thoughts don't happen
because it's a series. Yeah. It's the same team. I mean, every game has a game plan. Mm-hmm. But this is a very specific one. Mm-hmm. That might be more effective in the stretch of a 7-game series versus a game on Tuesday.
Right. I don't know if
it's
any
the same
of this
thing
stuff
with,
has a carryover.
It's the same thing with Rudy. Like, Dallas made Rudy Gobert look silly. Mm-hmm. You've been saying for 3 years Rudy Gobert can't guard the perimeter. It's a great call by you, but you weren't the first one to say it. Mm-hmm. So it's not like Doug Christie is going over the scout going, hey, anyone ever notice Rudy can't guard the perimeter? Right. I think it's along the same thing, mm-hmm. along the same lines of what we're talking about with Luka and how you plan for a series versus how you plan for a game. Mm-hmm. And I it just feels like it's different.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with you to the aspect of, like, I think the regular season's going to just kind of – feels like they just kind of – this is not true. This is not true. I was about to say, it kind of feels like everybody just plays in the regular season. They game
plan. They kind of – no.
They game plan in the playoffs.
And they absolutely game plan in the regular season.
Right, that's why I didn't want to just say
it. But it's not under the microscope the way it is in the postseason because – you know, it's why, you know, that those series, you look at, I mean, you know, the frustrating one with Dallas at the end of the season. Kings got their ass kicked in the first game. Mm-hmm. And the second game was a fight. And a lot of that is from game to game, whether it's in these mini series or in a real series, it's adjustments. Like, what are they going to do to adjust? How are they going to get better with this? How are they going to get better with that? LeBron would lose a game one and immediately call it a feeling out game. Mm-hmm. And he didn't say that when he lost. I was like, I always try to feel things out in the first game. And that's from a strategy standpoint. That's from a variety of different standpoints. How are they going to play us? Then such and such teams makes an adjustment. Then game three rolls around and such team makes an adjustment. It's just the nature of a 7-game series. Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the point in a lot of these games where, you know, by game 5, everybody knows each other's offense,
right,
tendencies, and it's just who's going to make the correct cut off the screen every time.
I think Mike Breen said something like that last night. Mm. He was like, yeah, this is about the time in the series where teams get sick of each other. Mm-hmm. They've been playing each other a lot. They're tired of seeing each other. And if this gets physical, you know, the officials will have to get it under control.
Right.
Spoiler alert, it was physical and the officials did not get it under control.
Well, they were sad.
Stop it. Leave Mark Davis
Mark
alone.
Mark was sad, man. He's like, come on, man. I got to really do this, man. All right, man.
Patted Luka on the back on the way out. That didn't happen. Stop it. Who's the finals MVP? Jesse asked that like an hour ago.
Right now, I think it's Jaylen Brown, man.
Who you got?
Yeah, it's Jaylen right now.
Which is crazy.
I think it's going to be Jaylen either, like, even if Tatum goes.
Is it whoever scores the most tomorrow?
It shouldn't be. I think Jaylen.
What if Jason Tatum has like 45 tomorrow?
Yo, Jason Tatum is probably, I'm going to look this up real quick. He's probably, like, across the board, his numbers are the best in the series. I'm pretty sure.
So why did you said Jaylen, right?
Jason.
Oh, you said Jason Tatum.
I think he's gonna win, but, like, right now Tatum is averaging 21, 8.7 rebounds, 7.3 assists. Jaylen's probably averaging 22. And not as many rebounds or assists, but Jaylen is probably the front runner to win right now.
Is this right? I'm looking at, I got Jaylen. I can't make this math work. Why can't I make this? Why isn't this math working?
The math ain't mathing.
It's not. It's absolutely not. How many points you got Jaylen at per game?
He's at, why I have it in front of me right now.
Yeah.
It's 24.3.
Oh, so, okay. Why does this ESPN set say 29.5?
24.3, 6 rebounds, 5.7 assists.
And what'd you say?
Tatum is 21.7, 8.7 rebounds, 7.3 assists. It's probably Jaylen.
But I figure a lot of the media, because it's been a topic.
Boy, he gonna win both trophies.
Yeah. I think a lot of media is probably higher on Jaylen Brown right now than this Tatum, too.
This Bill Russell, right?
Yes.
He gonna win Bill Russell and Larry Bird. Boy, man, that's gonna be the greeny topic for a week. When will Jaylen Brown leave Jason Tatum?
Yeah, man, I think it's Jaylen, but the people talking about Tatum like he not.
It's been really over exaggerated.
Tatum, the one thing that is tough for Tatum, though, that is the separator between him and Jaylen, is Tatum shooting 35.9% from the field. Jaylen Brown shooting 55% from the field. So that's really the, because they're both not shooting well from three. Jaylen is shooting 25% from beyond the arc. Tatum is shooting 29.6.
You know, I swear to you, what I think really bothers the greenies and the TV guys about them is they're just basketball players. Like, they're unassuming. They are not going to give you a storyline. Neither one of them.
Tatum had a good quote last night. I think he was on NBA TV after the game, and he said something to the effect of, like, you know, when you're young and you're scoring all these points and putting up all these numbers, they talk about you can't win. Now you're on the verge of winning, and now it's like, oh, he can't score at that level no more. Like, which one is it? Like, which one you want?
Who's your favorite?
My favorite what?
Out of the two.
My favorite player?
Out of those two.
Tatum.
Who's yours?
Tatum.
I think mine's Jaylen.
Jaylen is getting better.
I think
he's elevated himself to where he's almost on that level with Tatum, I think.
I like Jaylen a lot. I like how locked in he is to fashion. He's not, you know, not the same style. No, he's a big Virgil Abloh guy. I like his demeanor. I think I'm a Jaylen Brown fan.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I like Jaylen.
I like Tatum.
Tatum, my boy.
Light skin brothers.
This just in, Damian Barley thinks it's Jaylen Brown's team.
Next.
Thanks, man.
On Get Up.
look at the cross favorite player from me and Damian. I like the light skin guy.
No,
like
see? Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, that's it's better than us fighting about it like we were before. We'll tell Donald Rawlings when he comes back that we've established we're good. We'll come back. Stilo and KC. We'll talk some Kings basketball here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I believe we got the answer. Roseanne Barr was born in 1952 and is perhaps the most famous person from Utah. I mean, I don't want to be like, Roseanne Barr was a big star.
Yeah.
But, wow.
Who is Roseanne Barr?
Well, there's that. There is that.
Did she have a TV show?
She did. She did.
She's not this. There used to be a TV show called Roxanne, or?
No, it was called Roseanne.
Okay, all right, yeah. Who's the other lady that got in trouble that one time? Was it the same
Roseanne?
One? Same, okay, yeah, all right.
There are two different versions of Roseanne.
I wasn't sure if we were talking about the same person.
There was like the one from the like 80s or 90s or whatever that was, and then the MAGA one from a couple years ago.
No, she was from Utah.
Who's the most famous person from here?
From Sacramento?
Yeah.
Damian Barling.
This guy, I swear to God.
Most famous radio person, I'll say that.
Yeah, it's Damian Barley. You're right. After Damian,
ride your coattails long enough, that might be true.
after Damian Barley, my first thought is Kevin Johnson. But there might
Kevin
be somebody
Johnson,
more
Derek
famous.
Lee. I don't know if Derek Lee's more famous than Kevin Johnson, maybe. I don't like the way you did that. Don't do that.
Well, no, I'm just because KJ played.
Dusty Baker, no?
Dusty might be ahead of KJ.
I wonder what the internet thinks. Who is the most?
Oh, it's gonna be that lady that won that that woman that won that Emmy or Oscar.
Yeah.
I'm not sure her name.
I can't remember her name either. Kate something from Sacramento.
A lot of people are saying Brie Larson.
That's who is that who you're talking about?
No, I'm thinking of someone else. She does more serious movies.
Greta?
Greta Gerwig?
Maybe.
Was she in She was in the movie the Lady Bird.
Was she was in
Lady
the movie, Bird? The movie.
If it's Greta Bird? From Lady Bird, that's what I'm thinking of though.
I didn't know she was from Sacramento.
All right, so the internet is fighting with itself.
Oh, Coach Wally got a good one, LeVar Burton.
Oh, LeVar Burton is a good one.
I don't know if he's bigger than KJ though. But Reading Rainbow, I mean, come on now. That is
See, there's some discrepancy here. 13 most famous people from Sacramento.
Mm.
They list Tom Hanks.
Yeah, just because he went to school here?
Doesn't count.
No.
I don't believe Tom Hanks is from Sacramento.
He did a semester at Sac State, I think. That's what he used to tell us.
And I love Tom Hanks. We can't co-sign now.
That would have been the easiest answer ever. I was like, I think I'd know if Tom Hanks was from Sacramento. He is not.
Shout out Forrest Gump.
Big ups. Shout out Bubba Gump.
Y'all really love Forrest? Is it like y'all really love Forrest Gump?
It's a timeless movie. It doesn't get old. You can always watch Forrest Gump.
4 months ago, and I was like,
don't discredit Forrest Gump.
I didn't do anything.
Stop. I see the face you're about to make.
Yeah.
You caught yourself.
No,
you talk about Tupac.
True. Oh wow, that's not true. What I was going to say was, I watched it once decades ago and never watched it again.
Okay, watch it again.
It is,
and that's like a four-hour commitment.
No, it's like two and a half, three.
It's a phenomenal movie.
You learn something.
It is a phenomenal movie. That is, you could even say like it still holds up today. It was probably a little ahead of its time too. Like it was, they had some CGI moments in there that were they hold up better than Spider-Man. I know that much.
Okay,
all right, I got the answer. It's easy. Sola Sokoa is from Sacramento, so the answer is Sola.
He can't be bigger than running the bloodline.
A lot of people
It's probably Greta.
A lot of people are saying Sam Elliott, or maybe it's just one person. I don't know who this guy is.
No, it's probably Greta Gerwig. I do need to check this because there was a name.
Greta Gerwig, well, I mean, like she won an Emmy or something. So I don't want to dispute
Oscar.
That.
Movie but, famous is like, that's big time.
Oh.
Like people know.
She's more famous than Kevin Johnson?
Yeah. Right, yes.
I'm just asking.
Okay, we're podding. Is Rodney King the answer?
Rodney King from Sac?
Rodney King is from Sacramento.
Wow. You know who Rodney King is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I was just asking.
Wow. Huh. That changes some things.
I can't. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. He's not.
Yeah, that changes.
It might be Rodney King.
Yeah, it might be Rodney.
Sorry, Greta.
Is there a top five?
Lance Woods.
Shout out Lance Woods.
Is there a top five? Or do we make our own?
Yeah, make our own.
Well, Solo.
Solo.
Greta.
Greta.
Rodney.
I'm still going KJ.
Where's Mozzie go on the list?
Mozzie's up there.
You got to be, right?
Mozzie's up there. He's the most famous Sacramento rapper of all time.
I don't know who you're talking about, Sam. I don't know who Sam Elliott is.
I Googled him. I don't know. Maybe I have the wrong Sam Elliott, but I think he was on. Is this the guy who was on Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman?
Oh, okay.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah. So not my.
I know that man.
Not my lifetime.
Yeah,
not my lifetime. But like, okay, I got you. I see it. I know. Like, I see him immediately, and I know who he is. All right, cool. Sam's still with us? He is.
Yeah.
And he's a Leo. Let's go, Sam.
Okay.
Let's go, Sam. Sam cracks the top five. I'm keeping
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sam cracks the top five. Sorry, Kevin.
That's
might have to take Kevin out.
Or yeah, Mike. They put Ryan Coogler here too.
Ryan's not from Sacramento.
So you got
to
be careful.
Okay, who are the most famous people to ever step foot in Sacramento? Apparently, that's what some of these lists are.
The Rock.
Who's ever spent more than 5 minutes in Sacramento? Let's make the list that way.
The Rock, Dave Chappelle,
right.
Kanye.
You know what's funny? You just need, well, not necessarily The Rock. Like, Dave Chappelle has an iconic moment that will be a part of his, I think that will be a part of his story forever that happened in Sacramento. Mm. Iconic might not be the wrong word. Infamous might be the more appropriate word. Kanye West has an infamous moment that happened in Sacramento that will be a part of his story forever. The Rock has a moment. It's not infamous. It's iconic that will probably be a part of any story you tell about The Rock forever. At least is the wrestling version of The Rock that happened in Sacramento.
Yeah.
You could, and then Black Panther was made in Sacramento, and that's the way I'm telling it.
Well, shout out.
Wakanda is in fact Sacramento, California.
That movie holds up. Like, it's ageless.
Oh, for sure.
Black Panther?
Yes.
Oh, that movie's going to live forever.
That is an all-timer.
I may have seen Forrest Gump once 30 years ago. I've seen Black Panther 6 times.
That is an all-timer.
I only watched Wakanda Forever once.
Yeah.
I don't know that my emotions can handle watching. I don't know
not,
that my
not
emotions.
Like it was bad. That was just emotional.
I don't
that
know that my emotions emotional. Can handle running that one back twice.
Do we know who Jessica Chastain is?
She's also a movie star, I believe. Familiar.
Yeah, she's a movie star. Won an Academy Award. Born in Northern Sacramento.
Northern Sacramento? What does that mean?
Relax, okay? You're from Sacramento. You're not from Northern Sacramento.
I don't know. She went to Sac City.
I think that just means Roseville.
No, salute.
Good look. I see Brie Larson here. I wasn't familiar with her game.
Shout out Captain Marvel.
See you.
Yeah, well, hey.
I'm trying to find her. She's done a lot. Jessica Chastain. She's done a lot.
Colin Hanks is from Sacramento, they're saying.
Colin Hanks did the Tower Records doc. I love that documentary. Mm. That was spectacular. I really enjoyed that. I need to watch that. Boy, this show's really gotten away from us. I need to watch that.
Play Matt.
Paramount. Well, that's normally what I do. I'm like Luca when Matt George cancels. I'm like Luca and I'm screaming at the sidelines.
Pretty sure last time we went off the rails this much was when Matt was gone a couple weeks ago.
Pretty sure that's exactly what it was when he was in Disneyland. We are Luka Doncic. We don't have the discipline to do the show that is constructed when Matt George isn't here. What was I saying? Oh, that How Music Became Free documentary is out. I might get into that tonight because I watched my one episode of Power last night. So I'm caught up.
What did you think?
It was fine.
Typical Power.
It was good. So we hit to the we get to the point where this isn't going to ruin anything. So we just like we hit the point where Braden and Tariq. They just murdering like mobs of people.
No, whenever they need to.
Like that scene was. I was like, "What just? Did they just shoot like 9 people?"
Whenever they need to. Then I thought like, I guess he's over it now. But I thought at one point it was Tariq didn't want to kill anybody because he didn't want to be like Ghost.
Oh yeah, that didn't mean a lot of Ghost.
He didn't kill anybody. Like I can't remember the first person he killed, but it was like a
you,
big thing.
You
like,
can't.
Well. Where's that? Well, the first non-family member.
Okay.
I'm looking here. Did anybody know? I think I knew this too. Stunner Girl. She's from Sacramento. Stunner Girl.
Okay.
Keith Powers is from Sacramento. You guys know Keith Powers.
Yeah, I saw that on the list. I don't know that.
I mean, I don't know if he's top five. Keith Powers making a lot of moves though. He making a lot of.
No, that's fine. He's most famous. I don't think he's above like most of the names we just listed.
He's in
I guess it depends
on
what
too,
circles you move in.
Yeah.
Like Sam Elliott. That's not my circle, but I knew who he was the second I saw him.
Everybody's got Sam Elliott there.
Yeah, no, like rightfully so. Like mm-hmm. The second I saw him, I knew who he was. I had no clue he was from Sacramento.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't know.
I bet he was at Arco 1.
Courtside, Sam Elliott.
Oh, dude, we got money? Hold on, man. I think we got something here.
What's good? What's good?
The Jaguars have reached a deal with their star quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. Mm. They're giving the former number one overall pick a 5-year extension worth, give me a second.
All right. Yeah, whatever he made, to get more.
Let me. Okay, so I'm going to read the tweet verbatim.
Okay.
Sources say they are giving the former number one pick a 5-year extension worth $275 million, $55 million a year, $200 million guaranteed, $142 million fully guaranteed. Let's break that down really quick. The $275 million number is obviously fake. The $55 million number is inflated by years that aren't ever going to be paid out. Mm. The $200 million is guaranteed through injury. The $142 million is really what he'll make the second his pen touches paper.
Mm.
So there is the contract extension for Trevor Lawrence, who at best has been mediocre since his draft pick selection.
Hmm. Yeah. Am I
wrong? Anyone want to tell me I'm wrong?
Above average.
Yeah, I'd give him a little.
He's been goodish.
Average. Got him to the playoffs.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Okay, since y'all are fighting with me, give me slightly then. You want to go above average? He's been slightly above average.
That's fine.
All right,
you're probably closer to the right than where you are, honestly.
All right. Well, that's.
I'm trying to give the guy the benefit of the doubt.
I'm glad
right.
You see it.
I appreciate that. Two things here though with this Sacramento thing though. I want to know where
Casey said the hell with your sports news.
To be honest, like I want to talk about like the most random people to come through Sacramento too. So
division,
that's good.
What division he playing?
Yes, the AFC. Who cares?
Oh, well, man, leave it.
They're gonna go 9-8, make the playoffs, lose to the Texans on ESPN Saturday morning. Wow,
Saturday morning.
Polo brings up a good point.
Okay,
Jerry Lorenzo.
Hey,
Manuel.
There you go.
They might be.
Well, one of them might. I don't know that Jerry Manuel is going to get the love, but yeah. Jerry Lorenzo will.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Method Man was wearing Jerry Lorenzo in that episode of.
It's one of the.
I need a Lifetime Fitness membership because that completely unnecessary scene with Method Man.
Yeah. Why couldn't he just be on the couch?
It was a completely unnecessary scene. And the thing I'm concerned about with my takeaway was, damn, how old is Method Man? Method Man, I guarantee you, Method Man went to the producers and say, "Hey, I'm in phenomenal shape. Can we get a little scene? Can we get a little scene? Hey, say less, dog. Say less."
Yeah.
All right, bro.
And Prince, Javi Joffre. I'm not sure. I don't want to
Joffre. Coming to America.
I thought that's what it was, but I wasn't sure. I'm not going to put that on the screen, but because the previous
point.
I don't
even know what it is.
The previous point, I don't know. I don't know what he's
alluding
to.
Girl used to get, Chill.
But he did mention Tyreek killed that police officer who killed his sister. That was his first body. I think he's right.
Tyreek killed the police officer?
Yeah, who killed. Natasha was like, you've gone to the point of no return now, or something like that. So,
yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's what the, well, right, just thank well, you. For... Well,
Coach Molly enjoyed the first episode of.
And also, Power. let's just get it straight here. Somebody asked, it's a touchy subject. Victor asked, isn't Sweetie from SAC? Sweetie claims Sacramento when it's convenient for her, mm-hmm. and I don't like that she does that. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's not from here. She wasn't born here. She was born in the Bay Area, so you can rep the Bay or whatever. But you did spend, I think, junior high and middle school, or excuse me, she's middle like, school and high school in Sacramento. So come on, show some love.
She's like Ebro. Ebro actually is from Sacramento, and he's probably on this list somewhere.
Ebro's from Yonkers somewhere, the way he talks.
Oh, my God. I get so agitated listening to Ebro. Like, Ebro, you from down the street? I mean, he's been over there a long time, so I guess that happens.
You can make the argument he's been there longer than he was in Sacramento. He's probably pushing like 27
years. Oh, it's got to be close. He probably left it. Well, I mean, he was in Portland for a minute after Sacramento, after the bomb. Mm. Portland. Then I think he went to New York. Yeah, it's close. How long? My first run at KSFM was 01 through, man, Yeah, it might. It might be.
Oh man, that sounds.
Would you think that's what? That's what am I asking you? What? That's exactly what you would sound like if you lived in New York for 20 years. That's what you'd sound like. You'd be Ebro. You'd come back here to do a radio hit with Loli Odilo, who's still here, and no one would recognize it. I'd be like, "Who's this guy? That's not the KC that was on the show." No, that's him.
Is Chuck Liddell the most random person to come through a Sacramento Kings game?
The guy.
Well,
he
no,
was
Brett.
With.
Yeah, the guy he was sitting next to was pretty damn random. One, why are you here? Two, why are you two sitting together?
Right.
And Chuck, if you're going to sit that close to Brett Favre, could you just turn to your side and beat his ass for our amusement? Just demonstrate an armbar by ripping his off.
Oh, man. We got more names. This is great. Scott Boras, the baseball agent.
You know what I love is I can see your brain trying to get this to the end of the show. Like, I respect
that.
Well,
they're doing it. The people are doing it. Scott Boras, that's a good one. He's from Elk Grove. Shout out to our guy, Eddie Gonzalez.
The agent?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, he's from Elk Grove.
Wow.
Shout out to him. Shout out to our guy, Eddie Gonzalez.
Salute. Yep.
Hassan Minhaj, big ups to him. He might be top five. Hassan Minhaj...
That's pretty tall. The Daily Show. Yeah, he's crazy.
He might
famous.
Be top five. Somebody who might end up being top five. The queen.
My God, man.
Victoria Monet just put out another fire video. Yeah. My goodness. And I got to give a shout out to Larry Boa because I think he went to McClatchy. Big ups to Larry Boa.
All right.
They threw Deron Bland in the chat. Cowboys corner. He's with us. He's with Modesto. So we got that one.
What?
Shout out Terrence Mitchell.
Shout out Terrence Mitchell. Shout out Eric Armstead. What's your news? What's the news stations out there?
I think we got 94.7 out there. 94?
No. Wait, on what? TV.
Oh, TV? That's still 3:10 and all
yeah,
that.
So yeah, so we get to claim him.
Hell no. Deron Bland is with us. No. We don't get much in Modesto. Deron Bland is with us. And the Diaz brothers are with us too. They're 209.
Whoa. How are you taking a Diaz?
No, they're 209. Right. They're 209. They're with us. You're 916. They're with us. They're 209. Yes.
No, I'm talking about they're not with you. They're with Stockton.
All right. Well, Stockton claim if they want. Stockton's not speaking up right now. They're with us.
Yeah, they got the 209 area code, so they win. They win. It's funny. I have this list on here, and there's TikTokers.
Yeah, I see that one too. That's where I saw Stunner Girl. No, they got the TikToker
Instagram
number one.
Star.
They got what? They got them in one number
what?
One. They got I think old boy what's the guy that we keep talking about? Sam Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sam Elliott is like he's on the list, but I think he's in the 20s.
Guess
they
what?
Got him at 26.
Well, this list got him at 30. The number one person they got is a TikTok person.
Liv Swearingen?
That's it. Yeah, we're looking at the same list.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man, I do. Unless you're doing a cooking video, I probably don't know you on TikTok at all.
Yeah.
I don't know who MC Ride is either.
I don't know who that is either. Conscious in the Park.
Salute MC Ride, but I don't know that brother.
Oh, you can click on their profile.
There's like 9 TikTok stars on here.
I'll definitely clip this segment for running back.
Oh, is that Apollo?
That's what I thought. Yeah,
yeah, it is Apollo.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't recognize the name.
Yeah,
though.
They tried to pretend like he was from Africa for a minute. That's a boy from Sacramento, California.
Shout out Doughboy.
I saw that. I don't know who that is.
He was on Wildin' Out.
Not my bag.
Wait a minute. He achieved internet stardom after his character Fat Drake, a parody of rapper Drake, went viral.
I can see it. Looking at the looking at the picture, I could see it. I could see him pulling that off.
Fat Drake. Yeah, I don't know these.
Well, apologize for those that tuned in to hear our take on Sasha Vezenkov, because that just didn't happen. We had to talk about Lil Drip. 27-year-old rapper who I've never heard of.
About Natasha Townsend.
Literally work on the biggest hip-hop station in this city, and the 10th most famous person in Sacramento's name is Lil Drip.
Shout out to Natasha Townsend. She was on Bad Girls Club. Did you know Natalie Nunn was living out here? I don't know if she still does, but she lived in Roseville, I think, for a long time.
I didn't. I was excited when Teyana Taylor was here for like a week. Can we claim Teyana Taylor if she,
sure.
If she was here longer than a week?
Sure.
Is this over? Are we done?
Yeah, actually, now we can go. Listen to this segment. I'll run it back later
on. Unbelievable. The show is incredible. Send your hate tweets to Matt George when you have time. If everybody please takes 5 minutes to go to Matt George's Twitter account and blame him for the last hour of the show, that would be fantastic. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll run it back. I see Ramsey's on hold. Sorry,
yeah,
dog.
Ramsey.
CeeLo and Casey here on ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Oilers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.